I cannot copy nature in a servile way, I am forced to interpret nature and submit it to the spirit of the picture. Henri Matisse, Notes of a Painter, 1908. Painters sometimes still condescend to use vaguely explanatory words such as portrait, landscape, or still life, but many young painters simply employ the general term painting. Guillaume Apollinaire, On the Subject in Modern Painting, 1912. The world is a piece of raw material, for the unreceptive soul it is the back of a mirror, but for reflective souls it is a mirror of images appearing continually. Olga Rozanova, The Bases of the New Creation, 1913. The subject is not the object, it is the new unity, the lyricism which stems entirely from the means employed. Georges Braque, Thoughts on Painting, 1917. In the belief that they are only capable of reproducing more or less fortunately the image of that which moves them, painters have been far too easygoing in their choice of models. The mistake lies in thinking that the model can only be taken from the exterior world, or even simply that it can be taken at all. André Breton, Surrealism and Painting, 1928. From a photographic negative, for example, one can make any number of prints, to ask for the authentic print makes no sense. But the instant the criterion of authenticity ceases to be applicable to artistic production, the total function of art is reversed. Instead of being based on ritual, it begins to be based on another practice, politics. Walter Benjamin, The Work of Art in the Age of Mechanical Reproduction, 1936. Many people are now learning that we cannot produce an art of our own by continuing to borrow styles and ways of working that came from such different physical, philosophical and psychological world environments as the past shows. It is like trying to transplant a tree after tearing it out of the soil without its roots. Ibram Lassaw, On Inventing Our Own Art, 1938. Today the artist is a prisoner to the extent that he is afraid of creating a work with simple feelings, and that he is embarrassed by such feelings, instead of being proud of putting them to the test like all honest people. André Forgeron, The Painter on His Battlement, 1948. I think the art world is probably going to be able to absorb conceptual art as another movement and not pay too much attention to it. The art establishment depends so greatly on objects which can be bought and sold that I don't expect it to do much about an art that is opposed to the prevailing systems. Lucy Lippard, Interview with Ursula Meyer, 1969. The observer usually will see what his fears and hopes and learning teach him to see. But if he can escape these demands that hold up a mirror to himself, then perhaps some of the implications of the work may be felt. Clifford Still, Statement, in 15 Americans, 1952. I am for an art that takes into account the direct effect of the elements as they exist from day to day apart from representation. Robert Smithson, Cultural Confinement, 1972. The deepening inroads of art into non-art continue to alienate the connoisseur as art defects and departs into strange territories, leaving the old standby criteria to rule an eroding plain. Leo Steinberg, Other Criteria, 1972. Today, the real and the imaginary are confounded in the same operational totality, and aesthetic fascination is simply everywhere. Jean Baudrillard, The Hyperrealism of Simulation, 1976. Thus art entered the phase of its own indefinite reproduction, everything that redoubles in itself, even ordinary, everyday reality, falls in the same stroke under the sign of art, and becomes aesthetic. Jean Baudrillard, The Hyperrealism of Simulation, 1976. The ready-made was to be a snapshot to which there was attached a tremendous arbitrariness with regard to meaning, a breakdown of the relatedness of the linguistic sign. Rosalind Krauss, Notes on the Index, Part 1, 1977. Allegorical imagery is appropriated imagery. The allegorist does not invent images but confiscates them. He lays claim to the culturally significant, poses as its interpreter. And in his hands the image becomes something other. Craig Owens, The Allegorical Impulse, Towards a Theory of Postmodernism, 1980. And just as the grid is a stereotype that is constantly being paradoxically rediscovered, it is, as a further paradox, a prison in which the caged artist feels at liberty. Rosalind Krauss, The Originality of the Avant-Garde, 1981. There can be said to exist today a kind of oppositional situation in the arts, principally on a theoretical level only, as the marketplace tends to customize all breeds of activity, the laboratorial or studio versus certain productive or more clearly, reproductive procedures. Barbara Kruger, Taking Pictures, 1982. Hard times are coming, but I believe we who are artists will continue making our work. We will be ignored, but we will be here. Thank you. Anna Mendieta, Art and Politics, 1982. This shift in the dynamics of cultural pathology can be characterized as one in which the alienation of the subject is displaced by the fragmentation of the subject. Frederick Jameson, The Deconstruction of Expressionism, 1984. The relationship between viewer and scene is always one of fracture, partial identification, pleasure and distrust. Jacqueline Rose, Sexuality in the Field of Vision, 1984-85. This shift in practice entails a shift in position. The artist becomes a manipulator of signs more than a producer of art objects, and the viewer an active reader of messages rather than a passive contemplator of the aesthetic or consumer of the spectacular. Hal Foster, Subversive Signs, 1985. There is a long modernist tradition of endgame art, and a lot of artists have made the last painting ever to be made. It's a no man's land that a lot of us enjoy moving around in, and the thing is to not lose your sense of humor, because it's only art. Sherry Levine, From Criticism to Complicity, 1986. We are living through a fragmentation of the imaginary. It is less majestic, less impressive than a cathedral, but the same mechanism in the psychic apparatus is involved. Julia Kristeva, Interview with Catherine Franklin, 1986. There is the natural, mimetic image, which looks like or captures what it represents, and its pictorial rival, the artificial, expressive image which cannot look like what it represents because that thing can only be conveyed in words. W. J. T. Mitchell, Image and Word, 1986. This sort of pure visual perception, freed from concerns with function, use, and labels, is perhaps the most highly sophisticated sort of seeing that we do. It is not the natural thing that the eye does, whatever that would be. The innocent eye is a metaphor for a highly experienced and cultivated sort of vision. W. J. T. Mitchell, Mute Poesy and Blind Painting, 1986. The value of art is, largely, agent relative and not agent neutral. That is, what gives value to the wide assortment of artistic projects is that some community of artists in fact genuinely cared about them and tried to make others care too. But there is no earthly, objective, impartial reason why these projects should be taken seriously for themselves. Flintseer, Painting After Art. Comments on Wollheim, 1991. The irony of the situation today is that people read newspapers, watch television and read books at home, and they go to museums to be alone. Their public thinking is done in private and their private thinking is done in public. Robert Storr, 1995.